finished our lock of the packages. Thanks, and we have to move on to the next sugya. The next sugya of Makabu Patish is our lockers of deodorant, aftershave, perfume. Right? No, that's not really Makabu Patish, but there is a shiny we'll speak about it another time. There's another question we have to speak about, clapping, dancing, and all these things on Shabbos, another thing we have to speak about. And then, very soon, the cake will come out and we can see it. Over. Any requests for the next halacha, by the way?
Is there any cake here?
Yeah.
You guys beat up people's houses?
I have my bruises.
Okay, let's say, we left off last time.
Stop a lot of seeds.
We left off last time.
Are they kosher?
They're definitely kosher. The question is, what's with the bugs in there?
Oh,
yeah. Marcus, right?
No, no, Marcus.
I found the one.
How many? Back to my bedside. Let's continue.
Let's go to the packages.
We said last time. We said with the milk bag.
Everybody, be
quiet. This milk bag. We said last time. What is one of the main problems when you open up a milk bag on Shabbos is that you're making a brand new hole that was never made in the factory. We said, and that is a big yizoit. You have to think of every single time you open a package, this yizoit. If you're making a brand new hole that was never made in the factory, we said, for example, it's under mutter to take off the lid or the foil in a Pringles thing. Why? You're not making a hole. The hole was already there. By the milk, you take the corner and make a hole in the corner. Now, that was never, ever, ever opened. You've just made a brand new hole, plastered them correct, in a beautiful knife. Not allowed to.
So how do you do it on Shabbos?
So we said the best thing to take with your teeth, Azoi. Okay. Then you haven't made a nice hole, and you haven't done a good ripping. Is this clear of a time? Is this clear? Mattis, we spoke out yesterday about muksha, right? After the milk is finished, it is muksha. I don't know if people know this.
Well, hey, so you know these like drugs that have this lip thing on it? Can't use that on Shabbos.
I've done it. You can't use that on Shabbos. What? Fighter. Next. Small shako bags. Right, we said there's a mutter, right? Because something that you throw out immediately is like those little sugar packs that you have in a hotel. It's a matter of mutter. Because nobody in the world keeps one of these little ketchup things.
I have a collection.
One of those chocolate things, lad.
I have a collection.
I have a collection of them. You are amazing. Going again, Michael. Ice packs. Squeeze packs, whatever you want to call them. We said, according to a lot of poskim, you're making a nice clean. You're making a nice hole when you open up the freeze bottle of Shabbos. You bite it. Also, if you bite it, that would be okay. Mask him. You're not making a nice hole. It's just making a hole. You're not making a nice hole. It's just making a brand new hole in an ice pop, in a freeze pop. With the knife, with the scissors. Should not be done. Yeah, you should aim in if you make a hole. We said it yesterday, what?
What do you mean you can't make a hole?
You can't take scissors and snap off the top.
Why?
Because you're making a brand new clean. Making it clean. And you use it
with that.
No. It's closed up. You open it and make it clean. Now, very sad.
How about biting it off?
Right, that would be me. That's not a real hole. It's not a real hole. Next. Snapping in half, the door.
What are the igloos?
Making a hole is a problem. Rabbi Yael is asking the Olam if you have these icicle pops, snap them in half. Are you allowed to do that on the Shabbos or not?
What?
What's the question?
Because
they're meant to be broken.
Very good. So you're making it the way it's meant to be. That's called machate.
A lie
you're making
meant
a specific cutting. But that's
a piece of food, you're lying.
A lie meant to be good. A lie meant to be stretched on.
Wait, but no. It's not a cut that's meant to be cut. You snap it, right?
It goes exactly on that line.
Not always.
According to Machmim, it's badly machate.
Not always.
It comes down, and that's what we're saying.
Just to make it easier, like your Shlomo Zalman says.
Oh, and Achalam, Maskim, Shlomo Zalman, Esher would say it's Mutter. of a lot of places come on to Oshawa. But listen, we try not to be Machal Shabbos. We try, at least according to everybody, we try. But listen, please, we try. Aye, Rabbi Sal, let me get right up. Just one Maisa, Rabbi Sal, with the Baal Shem Tov. And Baal Shem, we have anybody here that's a Hasidic Yid? No, the Heiliger Baal Shem. Somebody once came in and said, I want a bracha for children. I've never had children my whole life, I'm Amish, I want kids. So he started thinking in his head, in Shemayim, and suddenly he said, alright, they say you'll have kids. And then his face went totally white. And they were shocked, they didn't know what to do. And then he went to this, you know, weird Shemayim.
Yeah.
The kids there, and then he said, alright, Baruch Hashem. And he said, what was the pshat? Your face went white. He went into the Yilomus, he started thinking, he went into Shemayim, who knows what went on over there. He said, I'll tell her this, because Be'etzim in Shemayim was decreed that never, ever, ever will you have a child. That was decreed in Shemayim, finished. Now I came along, and I said, you should have one. Sadiq goes there, and Shemayim, you came. Sadiq was going there, and Shemayim has to do it. Now according to that, as Shemayim has to do it, he has to change nature. He has to change, you can have a child. And Shemayim has to change that. And he decided, in Shemayim, in order to change nature, me, the Baal Shem Tov, has to lose all his chelek in Olam Haba. And his face went white. And then he went, can you imagine, Baal Shem Tov, there, you guys, but the Baal Shem Tov, you know? So he said, like this, he started thinking, oh, bye, my whole portion of the ball, what do I have left? Then he realized, no. The only reason we're on this world is why? Kiddush Hashem. To a Kaddish Shem Shomayim. And I decided that if I, Baruch Hashem, have the koyach to make a certain woman have a baby, and she'll have a baby, and she'll grow up, and I'll tell you, blah, 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 and the answer will be Kaddish Shem Shomayim, it's worth it just for that. And when Shomayim heard that, they said, alright, you can have her back. Baruch Hashem, so he was happy after that, obviously. So the most of us had to say. Okay, next! Juice cartons! The juice cartons! No, the box juice cartons! You put the straw in, right? No, hello! So you put the juice thing in! And how much you ask about what you're I'm piercing a hole in a little silver over there? What are you trying to take out?
All day before!
Yeah, very nice. I make a brand new one though.
Very nice.
Brother.
It's a silver.
No. That piercing that I do, it's a brand new hole.
No,
it's a foot.
You're not allowed to do that.
Yes, you
are.
No,
it's
a brand new hole. Okay, no, it's not. And you pick a straw into the box drink. Mr. Fletcher, Mr. Teller, come join us. I'm sure the game is much more important. I'm on the mic, so we're sticking under the time of it. We're going to be a culture.
It's like a covering to keep it fresh.
Okay, the mic, I think it's mutter.
I
think it's
mutter. I know for a fact it's mutter.
You know, for a right to it, it's a girl. I think it's mutter. Right? She needs that. I think it's mutter. Why is it mutter? I don't think that's considered a hole. That's considered, I want to get my food. I'm allowed to get my food on Shabbos, right? I'm allowed to get my Shabbos. I have to piss the hole.
Again. I have to run the light.
I remember my mother told me I should bite it. I should make the whole
good. You have to do what the mama says. Yes. You have to do the meaning of the mama. The meaning of the mama. About this wind. The mama. The tissue box. The tissue box. The tissue box. Are you allowed to slit open the top of the perforations? You open it, now you can take the tissues out?
Yes.
It's about as osa gomo.
I'll tell you why.
Because how the tissues made, they're on the side, it's open, they put the tissues in, they close it up, and you open it from the top. That means you're making a brand
no.
hole that was never done
before. No.
Wait, you're not ripping out.
Why not?
Because it's,
You know those connect
with each other, they don't rip out.
I'm not talking about the tissues, I'm talking about the plastic thing over the tissues.
These days they come with the ones that you open, that's already open.
Look at that.
But by sight, in Yeshiva, this is Nugea interference.
Well, that's open the flag.
You
know,
but by sight, there are people that deserve to be thrown off the cliff in this Yeshiva. Because they're open up the tissues on
Shabbos.
Why?
You're meant to open the glass on the side.
I'm not saying you're meant to, but if you don't...
No!
What about the
flag? If it comes with glass and it's still closed, you do it from the side.
You rip from the side!
Are you allowed to rip regular tissues? I have a cut in already.
Toilet paper?
Yeah.
You mean the SMS separated, but they left one little section? But like I said, I'm going to make it. When you have two tissues, Simcha, when you have two tissues that are attached together as one little thing, can you use them properly? No! When you rip them apart, you can now use them properly!
You need to use them individually. Is it that
way?
Is it 100%?
No. Everyone's masking that if you need to because of the breeze because you're in the toilet. So you do the shinoi like Azoi Mashukaze. The shinoi. Only Mabok can cover the breeze when there's no toilet paper to use and you'll be stuck. Rabbi Sai, we have to finish. Lama gang baita. Almost done. Sugar packets. Rabbi Sai, you have the sugar thing. White things, it's glued on. Oh, comes along Rabbi Yeshai and he says, I think it's water. Why? It's glued on.
It's not a toilet paper. When you open it from the side, it's glued together.
What are you saying?
No, I mean the on Shabbos, you can't open it from the top because it's over. So you open it from the side.
Oh, and then you won't open it. One second, we'll speak about that.
It's Arthur.
The sugar back on my side.
It's behind you.
When you open up this sugar packet, are you making a brand new hole?
No, it's glued.
Like Rabbi Yishai mentioned, is they glue it together. They close it, they blow it in, and they glue it in. Now, Rabbi Yishai, what would be the... Oh, you had to glue on Shabbos, two things together?
No.
Why not?
Why not?
Tofel. Tofel means to sew. The Rambam says that if you sew with glue, and even not stitches, you chayiv skila.
That's sewing, Rabbi.
That's sewing with glue. You use glue, it's not how to sew it. Now, let me ask you a question. If to glue it together is usa because of tofer, that means to unglue it.
Let me have a pie sewing.
What's the question?
No. Because it's not like sewing.
If you don't put water there,
no. Rambam says
water on glue.
No, it will not. That's probably not true. Rambam says it's often the Rambam, everybody's saying, you know, good Shabbos. Now, the Maisa, Zug the Rambam. If making it stick together, Mr. Teller, is going to be tofer, that means to unstick it is going to be.
Kareya!
Very good, Baruch Hashem!
Somebody's listening.
Now, Raisa, that means I've got to offer for anybody to open this up. You see him, send him off. Now, so what do you do on Shabbos? So, they're buzzard. You make a hole, but only the normal way. That's called a kilkul. Kilkul mutar.
There's no normal way.
So, you have food, kilkul on Kareya, you can be made.
What about,
that means you have a packet of bags of those cups, somebody say. And it's in the plastic, and you want to open it up. Are you allowed to? I'm only allowed. Why? Because you're doing your kilkul. You're ruining the plastic when you open it.
But every single food, like it can, is just like, are you allowed to rip it open?
Okay, everybody say next.
I'm serious.
Ready to go.
What's the next shiner, everybody say?
Sugar packets, the small ones.
I'm over here. The scaffolding is really nice. Beautiful. Okay, everybody say.
You allowed to rip it like this?
I'm going to ask the only shiner. One second.
Can you rip it on the glue line?
Yeah. Quiet. Everybody say. Hi. Come on. When I open up this package.
Am I allowed to stick the straw in the box?
Yes, that's mutter. Now,
why
I open
up.
Because I think it's mutter. Okay. Go in there. Then we're going back to it. I open up this thing over here, this bag of chips. Yeah?
Yeah.
Am I making a granule?
No.
So that's not bone marrow passage, right?
Right?
What's the problem? Conveyor. Why is the bone conveyor? Let me ask you, China. How is this two things stuck together?
Glue.
It's glue. Glue is tofair. To undo the glue
it.
Is...
Now put together. Not glue.
Conveyor.
Not glue.
Beautiful. What?
Not glue.
Melted together.
Melted together.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah. Made some glue. I see the glue.
Now I see the glue.
I see the glue.
Where?
What do you mean? I see the glue. Right
there. Yeah, you do.
It's a mother.
It's a mother.
What? Zoek the bicep. Zoek the bicep. If you open one of these nicely, you give it out to the oil. If you open it nicely, right, then it might be Ivan Correa.
Hold on a minute.
Well, Ivan Correa. Why Ivan Correa? Brooklyn, what did you say? Ivan Correa.
Wait, so how do you do it? You just have to rip it.
So, bicep, I'll ask you another question. You have one of these, right? You have one of these. Walkers, I have one of these, everybody say. Now, let me ask you. Zoom the place. When you open this on Shabbos, so this is quite a big bag. But you guys, I can't finish a bag like this.
Yeah,
this is huge. What are you talking about?
Finish a bag too.
Come on, American style. American style. You know, big packs. And
big chips.
Oh, beautiful. You can't.
No.
Now, if I say, zoom the place, Kim. It's very sad. When you open this. Oh, that's the glue, beautiful glue. The mindset, if it gets too much for me, what's going to happen? I'm going to roll it up, keep it for later. That means this is a hot clean. So zoom poiskin, you've got yourself a problem. So what are you doing on my side? You open it up, zoom many poiskin, and you rip the side at the same time. Then what you've done is what? What have you done on my side? Kill two? The Korea, the giant food,
I've got
the whole. I've ruined the whole thing.
Don't use it.
No,
use it halfway.
But it's a ruining matzo. It's a ruining mess.
Ready? You're never going to use a pack like that.
That's all. That I just told you. If it gets too much for me, I do this.
All the big ones,
though. I go like this. I put it over there.
Yeah, the bamba, you.
With the bamba.
100-gram pack.
Yeah. Mask him.
Yeah.
You will give up to the
What are you doing? Chill out.
Sit down by my side. Next one by my side. Another Shiloh. Now, often the problem is... What was the reason that we said it's mutter to open up the SM, a chip packet? Is because you're not making a brand new hole, right? We've always made before. If you open up, I think this one, I think, or the other, I think which is very good example, but it happens to croutons. You know the croutons?
No.
Those are croutons?
Maybe
if you go like this, you do that. Okay. I'm trying to put it this way. To go like this, it's like the mug bag.
Yeah.
You're making a brand new hole on Shabbos. It's a little bit nice. It's not really so nice. So the man said, I would rip the whole thing not to be chayshish and make sure I'm not chayshish.
What?
If you open up like this, what is that? You open up like this. Is that the original hole that they closed in the factory?
No.
That means I made a brand new hole. You know these packets are like this. That means I made a brand new packet on Shabbos.
I see.
You start.
I want to see.
Nah, give it over to the oil. Take.
Go.
Okay, I'll go inside. Okay, let's continue. We must continue.
Where's the bisley?
The bisley. Bisley? I don't have any bisley.
No idea. This bag is very interesting. It's a bisley.
Yeah. The next time you're bringing in for the
oil. It's a big one.
Pringles. Very interesting. Shiloh,
the Pringles. The bisley. Next Shiloh. The matzah box. Or the cereal box. Again, they took the two flaps, they glued it together. To unglue it, Rabbi said, it's Kerem in a Torah. It's an Isabidorah, it's a high in skill. It's like, I don't know what it's like. And maybe it's awesome.
Yeah,
you
take
the box and you rip the whole thing. Ruin it. Kill
full.
Well, the bottle fails, but when you rip it,
right?
You don't always like
separate. It's even worse if you can bend your pants up.
Even worse.
Not, you're supposed to rip the whole
box. You have to rip the whole box. You have to rip the whole box
because you're ripping letters.
No, you don't have to. Obviously, have to be careful.
This is not glue. This is just melted.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Said it, but good, yeah. So it wouldn't be Korea, but it would be Mako.
How did you have to open it? I never knew he was
on the box. You really swap open the cereal box.
Yeah.
I'll still have the cereal.
Hey, what about that? Everyone's
like, Mako, I don't know. But that thing is not
happening. I don't like people with pants, right? I don't rip up my.
Maybe we can put glue in it. I don't know.
Nobody said we'll get. Mom, it's 2 more minutes and we're finished. Nobody said 2 more minutes.
Nobody said
one
of these.
See, yeah, what the hell? Good Charlotte. Because
it's made to open and close. It's something that's made to open.
So a box of cereal's made to open.
Not closed. Nobody said 2 more minutes of your time.
Yeah, look, it has an option on a cereal box to close it.
That's not
it. You want to open a zipper on a pocket?
He wants to be Mahmoud. Maybe he wants to be Mahmoud. Rabbi said, listen up, 2 more minutes, Rabbi said. I want to make a sequel of everything we learn with packages. You must know, question number one with the package.
Yes.
Are you making a brand new opening that was never made in the factory?
If you are, then
it's awesome. They're ISA. Number two, are you ripping something that was closed up by the day gluing, something like that? Then it's ISA. Number three, are you doing direct? It's Rabbi said, we have to do 2 more minutes.
Koko, that's be a Koko.
That's be a Koko. Now, Rabbi said, we have to do 1 more thing. Rabbi said, what's one more thing. Rabbi said, Gemara invaded that of Gimel Amud. Okay, no, we'll start like this. There's an Issa of Makib Patish. Rabbi said, there's an Issa of Makib Patish. It means completing a Kli. I'll give you an example. If you buy yourself a brand new set of dishes and you want to go on Shabbos and toivel them, is it much more awesome? It's 100% awesome to drop on it. Why? It's awesome to table Kalim on Shabbos. Why? Makib Patish. You're completing the Kli. You're not at a hospital. Shalom, it's a Sheker of Gomor. Anyone that tells you that, it's awesome. It's wrong.
And I'll go to Mecca because you complete a Kli.
Ooh, the Asa Shaila.
Because I'm a human being, I'm a Kli. It's a Kli from my Neshama.
That's a mitzvah.
I don't know about it.
I think we're all right.
Oh.
Is it really a mitzvah, Rabbi? Is it really a mitzvah? People go into Shabbos, they are mishul in this halacha. I know for a fact I've got phone calls from people that are away. They know this halacha, Baruch Hashem, we saved them. Listen up. You go somewhere for Shabbos, and they make a challah, and they don't take off challah. Are you allowed to eat the challah or not?
Wow.
It's a big shayla. And Mr. Bruin says, it's an Issa, why? Makib Patish. Why is it Makib Patish? Because until now I couldn't eat the challah, and any day me separating the challah, I can now eat the challah. That's not the point, it's Asagomo. You're in Chutzlaretz, what do? You eat the challah, you leave a little bit left over, and that's it. Rabbi said, maybe we'll just continue something.
How did you get that from?
Get some. Oh, because the Chutzlaretz, it's only Nisadra Bonnet's Xavier after it's a straw. So we're more maker. And it's so much. Okay, Rabbi said, we'll continue on Sunday, I got